Hey guys, before we start the episode, I would like to apologize. Yes, this episode is out a bit late, and yeah, we really apologize for that. And also, I would like to give out a shout out to Myth300King. He recently favorited the podcast. If you would like to do the same, you can make an Anchor account, and you can send us voice messages. You know, you can do all that, and really hope you guys voice message us. I put the link in the description of this episode. It's at the very bottom. So, yeah, guys, hope you enjoy the episode.
Excited to see who's the first one in, and we also have two new co-hosts that will be coming on the podcast whenever either me or Lucas is not available to make it to this to a week's episode, which almost happened this week, but we're good now, and yeah. They'll be in the scores as well. So let's get this AOGS predictions. Start off with some reviews.
Yeah, so the first review coming from Sunflower City. Great. 5 stars. Love the content and consistency with the podcast. You guys haven't missed a single week. Keep up the great work. Wow, we almost missed this week, but good thing we didn't. For sure, man, for sure.
And, of course, the best podcast co-host you can ask for, Lucas.
Yes, sir. And the best host.
Thank you. On to another review. Pros. Clutch Kebab, of course, coming back at us. What pros have you contacted to get on the podcast or an interview? Well, first things first, Clutch Kebab. If you join our Discord, we might have to get you a special role or something, but we'll talk about that later. The pros, what pros have we contacted? Well, currently we have contacted Frapper from Solo Fide. He's an AOGS, and we've also contacted Resulta from Solo Fide Aim Assist, also AOGS computer, and yeah, that's pretty much it. Stay tuned for their interviews. They'll be coming out hopefully soon. We're still, you know, setting it all up and all that.
Yeah, I'm super excited, man. Like, it's gonna be so awesome.
I know, just to, like, be talking to pros. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. We're still on the scrub level, so. Guys, we're having a bit of technical difficulties here.
Yeah, it's good though, it's good. As you guys may have known, servers have been crashing a lot, even in tournaments, scrims, everything. And I don't remember which tournament it was. It was either like the ESA, no, it wasn't an ESA tournament. I can't remember which one it was, but there was a tournament a couple days ago that it kept chess tournaments because I really don't want to be seeing those ones crash. Because, like, I don't know, for us, ALGS is just, it's just a huge thing for us, and we love watching it. But, yeah, and along that, with a side funny note to it, when Designful on Solo Fide Aim Assist was gliding down, that's typically when it would crash. He burned in lava because they went Lava City, and when he got back into his game, he was just burning in lava, and then suddenly he's knocked.
That's funny, man. It sucks, but it's funny. And so next thing is King's Canyon returns to ranked in Season 8. Goodbye, World's Edge. How do you feel about this, Jameson?
I mean, I feel it as, like, World's Edge is a great map. Don't get me wrong. I love it. It's a lot of fun. But I've been missing King's Canyon this season, and I'm glad they brought it back for Pub. And I'm hyped to see it return to ranked in Season 8. But, I mean, I don't really see also as much purpose to why they took it away in the first place. Like, I mean, I do, but I don't. Like, I get it because it makes sense. They're introducing a new map for pubs and ranked. So they don't want to not give you enough time to play in the new map by still having three maps in there. So they decide, of course, let's take King's Canyon out. But then for ALGS, all World's Edge, no Olympus. Again, kind of makes sense. They don't want to add a new map to comp right away, especially when this is for millions and millions of dollars. And, like, I don't know, I'm just really tired of World's Edge on ranked and even pubs, because whenever I go to play pubs, which isn't, excuse me, very often, because I love grinding ranked, it's always World's Edge, so, like, I can't get a break from it. So I'm pretty excited to see King's Canyon and Olympus. Those probably are my two favorite maps, just because I always feel there's more variety in King's Canyon, and when in World's Edge, there's not as many spots that I like to drop. Like, unless I'm even in competitive, like, I won't be dropping many spots besides, like, Fragment East or West. Maybe Skyhook, sometimes Countdown, Sorting Factory, or Refinery. Maybe sometimes Geyser, depending on the drops. But that's pretty much it. I don't know. It's just, I have kind of mixed feelings about it. What about you?
Yeah, like, at this point, I'm at the point where I like all the maps. Like, I know everybody I talk to, they say King's Canyon is the worst, but yeah, I did think I didn't like it in Season 6 and Season 5, but now I'm really, like, I love it now. Like, once they brought it back for a bit, like, I just did so well in it, and, like, I just like not even knowing what drop spots are because, like, I just forgot all about it. So, yeah, man, it's pretty cool. I'm really excited for it, man. Yeah. And, speaking of ranked, there are some new drive trails for Diamond, which I am super hyped about. I hope I can get to Diamond this season, but yeah, man, let's hope.
I mean, that's my goal, too, to get to Diamond in Season 8. I think it'd probably be easier for me to do it on Olympus, probably, just because I know that map better, the drop spots are more fluent. Like, honestly, I mean, I know we've had King's Canyon for longer, but I just perform better in Olympus because, again, with King's Canyon, it's part of it's, like, also just, like, the standout look and everything. A lot of times it's harder for me to actually see where the people are, or if they are, it's too hard for me to, it's easier, I can react quicker. The first shot of people when I'm in Olympus or World's Edge. I don't know why, but I'm still hyped for it. I'm definitely gonna grind ranked, and I definitely think that's definitely, like, worth it to give Diamond a dive trail. that competitive, those competitive players to be able to get nice rewards besides just a badge and charms and stuff. So I definitely think it's, I think it's, you should be giving them to platinum players as well, just because they, like, gold and platinum, like, gold is sort of switch, but platinum and diamond is when it really starts to happen, is when you, like, have to start holding down buildings and not necessarily dropping hot. Like, you don't always have to hold buildings, but you can't just only be hot dropping.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, the one thing I have a problem with is, like, I don't know, man. Like, yes, diamond is a very high class. Very good people are going to be getting into diamond, but it kind of takes the rarity out of, you know, making, like, getting drive trails. It's almost like, you know, making the heirloom chance 1 out of 100 instead of 1 out of 500. But, yeah, man. So, yeah.
And along with, like, AOJ's predictions, which is this episode, we've kind of noticed that people who are playing or are listening to our episodes, at least our AOJ's ones, like, it's decreasing. So, we want to kind of help you guys, or, like, introduce you guys more into, like, what happens in the comp scene. Like, we see a lot of podcasts out there that don't really ever talk about anything comp-related or pros or content creators at all. And that's kind of, like, what inspire us in Apex and makes us, like, you blow up. I can't find the exact word I'm looking for it, but that's what we feed on.
Yeah, like, once I'm done watching ALGS and I go play Apex, I, like, do really well. Like, do you have the same thing?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, that's another thing with ALGS. You learn so many tips and tricks from it, like, how to improve your game.
Wait, more tips and tricks than we give on this podcast?
Exactly. Like, I get some of my tips and tricks from watching AOJS.
Yeah, for sure, man. And...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I'm just... Like, if everybody watched AOJS, that would, like, I don't know, man. That would just develop the game so much. Everybody would be insane. It'd be like CSGO.
Yes, everyone would be taking competitive more seriously and ranked. But part of this, with people not understanding it and stuff, is we want to share that passion for comp with you guys. So in this segment, we're going to be explaining how AOJS really works. And so that way, when you just don't pop into our episodes and really don't understand anything we're talking about, or in AOJS in general, just pop in and not know what they're talking about or what's going on. So to kick it off, the regions EU, OCE, South America, Middle East, and Asia are all combined into one region called EMEA. They combine that, so there's the EMEA and the NA, North America. And those are just basically divided, but there's both AOJS. They play a lot different. What I'm going to say right now. So, like, NA is a lot more aggressive and entertaining than EU, or EMEA. And so EMEA is going to be, like, more of everyone's holding buildings, looking for a spot to portal to get better ending circle. And then they just all rush out at once and just blow each other all up. But that changes when you get to playoffs. In playoffs, every team plays a lot more aggressive, fights for drop spots in both regions. And also, like, how this works, if there's four ALGS each like year, there's Autumn Circuit, Winter Circuit, Summer Circuit, and Spring Circuit. So all of the seasons have one circuit of ALGS. And then after them, they go into, like, after each one, at least normally, go into playoffs. And there's two qualifying tournaments that do not air on TV before. Like, so there's two qualifying tournaments each week. And there's 4 weeks in every circuit. get into the weekly ones. And then, as you qualify into them, once you're in the ones that actually air on TV, you get the points. And your goal is to get enough points to get in the playoffs. And then playoffs is the goal for the big money. And for the teams who do not qualify for the playoffs, go into the last chance qualifier. Anyone can compete in it, but it's just like normal tournaments. Anyone can register, and that's for the... You have to be gold, 3 and above. This is the same for all AOGS. You just have to register for qualifiers, and then you can compete in the qualifiers for regular. So this has for both regular circuit ones and the last chance qualifier for playoffs. So you just register, gold 3 or above, and you can go into the qualifiers, the 2 tournament qualifiers, qualify for playoffs. And so back to the 4 main tournaments, you need to, just like in those, you have to score as many points as possible. In AOGL's playoffs, it's called Flash Point, and that is when you score 50 points. And it's not just like regular AOGS circuits tournaments, where there's 6 games in each of those. 6 games each circuit, so each week, each weekly circuit. And then in playoffs, there's 1 game each, or 1 day. 1 day of EMEA, 1 day of NA. And in those, it is first person, or each team has, if you want to win, you have to get to 50 points. And there's kill points, you get points for basically KP, just kill points and placement. I believe 15 is the first you can get placement points in, but I'm not completely sure on that one. And so once you get to 50, that's Flash Point, like we talked about earlier. And then all you have to do is win 1 more game. You have to come out on top after you get to Flash Point to win playoffs. So that is basically how AOGS works. Anything you want to add on that, Lucas?
Yeah, it's crazy to see, they're putting, people are just, putting so much time and effort into this. It's really cool to see ALGS just, change and, reform. It's really cool, and I'm really excited for it. So now we have TSM coming out and saying they are running it's weird because, they're trying to run a new comp 4 days before ALGS. So, the ones they've tried are Caustic, Gibraltar, and Wraith. See, that's an interesting combo. Caustic and Gibraltar, they pair well. They pair interestingly together. And then...
I think with the right players, that could work. It doesn't take as much skill as you think when you're in tournament level. Every player can play Wraith or learn to play Wraith effectively where it's not huge. She probably is the hardest legend to play in comp, but it's not as hard as you would think. And Caustic and Gibraltar, TSM is at the point, and most players are, and just teams in general, are at the point to where they can't play without a Caustic, because other teams are playing a Caustic, which is we talked about this a little bit before, when other teams run Caustic, it forces you to run a Caustic, because just with we talked about this a little bit last AOGS episode, with the teams running Crypto and Watson, but it's more of Caustic thing, because Caustics don't take damage in other enemies' Caustic gas. But so it makes sense to run a Caustic when other teams are, because when they have Caustic, you can't push them when they're having a team downed, or like one of their squad mates downed or anything. Because if you don't have a Caustic, then you're just all gonna be taking damage from their caustic traps, and then if they pop that grenade out there, it also slows you. So it's gonna take a little bit to get out of the building or wherever you're pushing into. So they're at the point where it's like they can't run without a caustic. And then adding Gibraltar on there, Gibraltar's huge in comp, and Bloodhound isn't as huge.
Yeah, for sure. Like caustic, like. I don't, like, now that Caustic is, like, really starting to make an impact in the meta, I don't think he can, like, really come out, honestly. So, yeah, and...
They would need to nerf him pretty, like, they would need to nerf him a lot for that to happen. But, of course, with TSM, this is not working out there. That comp wasn't working out. So then... They moved on to a Caustic Horizon Wraith. I think that has been the best they've had with, like, the most success they've had. And you might be surprised, like, really, Horizon in comp? Yes, Horizon is actually very good for comp these days, because her Q gets you height and is able to get you out of situations. And we're going to talk about that a little later for tips and tricks. But... Also, her black hole helps, especially when you're in bubbles. You can throw that, and it'll pull people out of their bubble. So that's great for DB bombardments and for caustic ults, which, at this point, like, caustic and Wraith you need on their team. So then they go with Horizon. That was how running caustic, or how running Wraith, Horizon being run by reps. And then Caustic by Snipe Down.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Like, Horizon is almost statistically better than Wraith at this point. Like, it's pretty crazy how big of an impact she's had.
Exactly. Like, she is hugely increased in her win rate recently. Because of, like... But that's also because not all the newer players are able to pick her. Because she's not free, like all the original ones are. So normally, the percentage of good players that are playing her is higher than the bad ones because you have to buy her.
Yeah, that's probably true. And yeah, I mean, yeah. And so the next lineup they have is Bloodhound, Caustic, and Wraith. They got Bloodhound, he's just an all-around good legend. His ultimate is very good, increasing speed and see people.
Bloodhound is insanely good for comp, but at the same time, sometimes you don't need to run him. And beacons really aren't that important. But also, it really depends on your playstyle with the team. If your team is more aggressive, then it's probably better for you to be playing Edge, and you'll get tons of kills with mirroring people and other strategies relating to that. But if you're not and you're just gonna rotate early to a get circle and let the kills come to you, which is like it's not as big in meta anymore, but a lot of teams still do it. If you're gonna do that, you probably don't want to be running a Bloodhound, because it's just Bloodhounds fit more for aggressive playstyles.
Yeah, but the thing is that if you're running a Bloodhound and you have the survey beacon, and Caustic is good for holding buildings. So, like, I don't know, man. It's just interesting.
It is definitely interesting. But along the lines of TSM with their comp, we saw not playing Wraith. This is a huge shocker for me. But this is how he explained it. He was running, this was with the Caustic Bloodhound Wraith and the Caustic Gibraltar Wraith loadout. He was saying that it's better for reps to be running Wraith than him in that situation of loadout, or with Legend Cup, because he's so used to when he used to play, like, in the old meta where it was, it used to be Watson, Wraith, and that's probably the best meta comp we've ever seen. But that is another topic for another time. He's so in that meta, it was all everyone rotates early and holds buildings. There was none of this, let's play edge and get lots of kills. There was none of that. It was just holding buildings and the kills would come to you. He's so used to and he's mastered that ability of doing that so well that it's hard for him to play a little aggressive. Reps, on the other hand, does both aggressiveness and the old way. Snipe down only does aggressiveness under the old way. So then, that's why he thought, like, Reps is going to have bigger opportunities to be playing Wraith than me, because it contradicts when I'm the Wraith player, and I want to do the old way, and he wants to do a little both. It's just a habit that he's trying to break. So that's why he did that. But then, day later, oh, nope, we're going back to me with Wraith again. So I don't really know. I'm really excited to actually see what comp they end up running in AOGS. How about you?
Yeah, maybe they run a Loba, Rampart, and Mirage. Who knows?
Hey, we did actually see yesterday Frapper from Solo Fide actually did end up running that loadout in Predator lobbies with Flavor of the Month team, two guys from there, and they actually won several games in a row with that comp.
Jeez, bro.
Pretty funny to see.
Yeah, man.
Go check out Frapper. Twitch.
Yeah, for sure. And now we are going to
have a quick sponsorship break. Hey guys, go right now check out the Courier Creative, and they are a media service and content brand specializing in producing, designing, distributing, and publishing and creating content that sends a message. So go check them out right now and show them some love.
Succeed. These are like the teams that are underdogs, like aren't really standing out hugely at this point, and we really want to see them like break through that shell and make some dents in these teams. And we got like a couple for each of us. For me, I personally picked Team Liquid because they're more of underdog. They don't have a huge like reputation right now, but they got TSM Albert Lully on there now. Recently, so that's, I'm excited to see him perform with them. Of course, I'd rather see him on TSM, but that's some unknown drama that we don't need to talk about right now. So yeah, I'm excited to see them, and team, you dig that. Like, one thing I love about some of these teams in NA and EU, like Flavor of the Month for Mia, is I just love their names, and you can tell they're just in AOGS to have fun, and I like that. Like, of course I like the competitive side of it, where it's like TSM and NRG and all those original like esports teams, but then you got the fun ones that are like, you dig that, Dude Night Out, Flavor of the Month. So I'm excited to see them break out of their shell and really do some damage in AOGS.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of Dudes Night Out, that is the team I really want to do well. So, I mean,
No problems. Dudes Night Out is great.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even, bro, I've not done a lot of research on their team, but, hey.
Well, that's the whole point. They're the underdogs.
Exactly. I don't know anything about.
That's why we gotta see them succeed. So, I mean, even them, like, I'd be cool with seeing them succeed. They're a cool team, especially the name's nice. Like, really, most of the underdog teams are pretty cool, but those are just the ones that were mainly, like, highlighted by us in AOGS for past ones. But, speaking of underdogs, time to get into the
Dolphide Amethyst. And I have Team Liquid. I really love to see underdogs do well, man. And honestly, I don't really, I'm a fan of a team. So, I just watch it because nothing else better to do.
I've seen good 8 picks.
That is true.
So, Solo Fide and Amethyst for Liquid. That's a good combo. I'm cool with that. Hey, Amethyst the top dog, man.
But yeah, for sure.
Speaking of the top dog, got some complexity.
Yeah, man.
You gotta say about your, got any high expectations for complexity coming out of as the playoff champions?
Complexity, I'm really, really interested to see, how they do. Because, it's always hard to be a defending champion, but, 50% of the time they pull through, 50% of the time they don't. So, I'm really interested to see. So, yeah.
For sure. The king of the 3v3s. That is by far complexity.
That is very true.
Also, one thing we wanted to talk to you guys about is legend and concepts. So, if you guys don't have access to Discord, but if you do, if you don't, you can email me at knightsandren65@gmail.com, and with either a legend concept or anything you just want to say, we'll be using this for giveaways in the future, and a lot of other fun stuff. But
yeah.
If you want a legend concept featured on this show, email me about it, and just say you're a listener of Apex Theory and all that, and then we will read it here on the show and tell us our thoughts. We have one right now, and it is, let's just say, it's not the best, but hey, we take anything here. We want to support you guys, so.
Whoa, this is the best legend in the game.
Yes, this is by Toxic2, one of our co-hosts that'll be popping in sometime. He says, so, his name? Bob. Lore? He comes from the planet Bob. Abilities? Tactical. Bob Launcher. Insta-kill is the closest person. Ult? Bob slaps the nearest 10 players, insta-killing them. Passive? Bob can have aimbot and wall hacks without getting banned. First thing there, Toxic Tomb. That is, one heck of a legend concept. Lore on that comes from a planet named after him.
For sure.
I think he would be insanely OP in that every team, he would be the new Wraith. Every team would be running him in ALHS. Man, that ultimate, though.
You could get a 20 bomb.
Yeah, you'd be getting 20 bombs and no problem. But that ultimate, man, you gotta be charging that. That's gotta have, an ultra slow charge up. You're really gonna be wanting those ultimate accelerants.
For sure.
Anywhere close to meta. Good meta.
Passive should be, he can, his ultimate fully charges up with ultimate accelerant.
No, that's literally, Watson's. And Watson's bad. Well, it's not completely bad, but it's just not as good as it used to be. But hey, Toxic Tomb, we really appreciate you giving us a legend concept. Listeners out there, send me your legend concepts. We want to hear them. But this time, try and put a little bit more effort into lore and legend concepts than Toxic Tomb did here. But hey, no complaints here. We love the fun ones.
Hey, and listeners, send us donations.
No, we don't need money. We're good.
Anyway.
To Lucas's gibberish. But another segment we got here is the Hall of Fame segment. We've been noticing some of you guys have been really enjoying this one. So, our next team for the Hall of Fame, we currently have TSM's Imperial Howl, Albert Lely, and Reps. Because of the insane tournament streaks and all that. And then we have Complexity Esports. Monsoon, iShiny, and Reptar. So this week's is Solo Feed Aim Assist. Hear me out. You guys know Aim Assist is a favorite of ours, but we are introducing them into the Hall of Fame because they have done and won some insane tournaments that mouse and keyboard players haven't even done, and they all play on controller. So first squad ever to play on all controller in comp that just blew up and totally just changed meta in general with how good they did in tournaments.
Yeah.
So, like, don't be thinking, oh, Jameson and Lucas, they're just introducing their favorite teams now. No. That's not how we roll.
Yeah.
Complexity. Do we like Complexity? Not really. We like Monsoon, and iShiny's alright, and same with Reptar. But Complexity is not one of our favorite teams.
Yeah, for sure.
By a long shot. So, that is the main reasons why we're introducing them to the Hall of Fame, because they've done things on controller, mouse and keyboard players have never done before. Maybe sometime we will dive in a little more into some of these teams and, like, bigger into why they're in our Hall of Fame. And now, get some goals for the week. The things you guys come here for, goals for the week, and tips and tricks. Lucas, here's with your goal for the week.
Yeah, man, so my goal for the week is to get a 4K. And I know it sounds pretty crazy, because I'm more of a passive player. Most I've ever got is a 2K. But, I mean, I really want to push myself out of my comfort zone in Apex, because, like, I hot drop and I'm passive all at the same time. And I'm really just trying to figure my own play style out. And, yeah, man, I'm really pumped for it. Oh, Caustic for sure.
There's no complaints here on that. I think Caustic's great to try to get a 4K on. Like, honestly, if I was trying to go for one, which not this week, sorry guys. I mean, of course I want a 4K, but that's not necessarily like my goal for the week. But hey, no complaints here. Good luck on that. Really hope you reach that goal. And on to the genius goals by me. Is to get to sensitivity 5. I've been working my way up from 2. Yes, I know. 2? How can you be playing on 2? That's so low.
Hey, you're still good, so.
Yeah, I'm doing good. But I've got to 4 now, so hopefully I can get to 5 by the end of the week. We will see. I have an update for you guys on that next week, probably. For now, what you all come here for are fabulous tips and tricks.
Yeah, so my tip and trick for the week is to land at Fight Night. Like, I just love Fight Night. Like, honestly, you may not like hot drops, and I respect that. I didn't like hot drops for a while until now. I was playing with one of my friends, and he really rubbed off on me. But anyways, it's just a great drop spot, honestly. There's great loot there. You can just third-party teams. You can just camp outside the ring, then one clip kids every time they walk out. And, you know, if you're Caustic, place traps around. But, yeah, man, it's just a great drop spot. And, you know, maybe, I don't know how long it's going to be here, so just land there, bro. Like, it's so awesome.
Honestly, within your fun tip and trick, you actually brought out a serious tip and trick that's actually pretty good. Lay your Caustic traps outside of the ring. So whenever people come out really low, well, bam, you can just quickly get those kills with the Caustic gas.
Yes.
That's actually not bad.
Or if you're Watson, you can just put fences around the entire ring.
Or you can use the one glitch where you take the zipline over and drop down and your guns don't go away. Well, bam! I I am on pubs, I don't get limpus, sadly.
Yeah, it's rough.
My tip and trick, on a serious note, or on a fun note, actually, listen to this podcast and you'll get more tips and tricks in the future. My tip and trick is actually very useful. If you own Horizon, put Horizon's cue in front of a door. So, like, not on the inside, put it on the outside, just right on the outside when you're holding a building or a team's coming towards you. Even if you're not holding it, just when the team's coming towards you, put the Horizon cue just outside the door. And when they try to walk in, they'll run into the Horizon cube and it'll just launch them up and they can't get inside. I've done this several times, actually, and it has worked out amazingly, because then I just get easy kills, spraying with R99 or Mastiff. Well, man, easy kills, you're still alive, and that's just a great way to stop the push, anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I actually have another tip and trick. So, if you want to make a Wraith portal and you don't want people to go in it, then, if you have an Octane on your team, make a jump pad, have the Wraith, you know, jump on the jump pad, launch Rift Energy, and really just, I don't know, make a portal to cover wherever you need, and then take the jump pad and get the portal that's in midair. Yeah.
Actually, something I saw that is very similar to this is Horizon Q, a Wraith up, have the Wraith portal into another team and kidnap them, build, and then you take it back, they'll fall down, no way to get back. Bam, easy kill, then push the team that only has two people now, and you'll have the advantage. Easy kills. That is how you farm rank damage.
Okay, Horizon and Wraith and Octane and Wraith are very good together.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Apex Theory. Go check out my Twitch at KnightsOfRen65 with a 3 instead of an E, Snipedown style, and check out Elix's YouTube channel and mine. KnightsOfRen65 is at Lasterio1E, and join our Discord at, it's in the description, just copy and paste it. We'll hang out with us. You don't feel free to add us in it, DM us if you really want to. We love hanging out with you guys if you join, and email me at KnightsOfRen65 at gmail.com. Your legend concepts.